Pro Flow for Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show, Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxheat.com. ProFlowRadio.com.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry music featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.
Lover.com. Keep it locked nonstop here on The Mix. LUVER.com.
What's cracking, Mad Max? The smoke in the house, man. Yo, man, I'm just calling to check out how everything is. Anyway, man, I'll try to holler at you later. Stay up. One.
Yeah, this your boy Four Eyes, the ignorant intelligent from Chicago, and I'm doing it slow on the Pro Flow for Show website, www.maxheat.com. Log on and get the hot ganib ganabs right here.
Okay, Max, I'm all yours.
All right, so how you doing today? How's the day going for you?
Did I say anything about breathing to you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so I said it to somebody else that if I'm breathing, it's a good day.
I agree with that 100%, for sure. I did some research on you. I went to google.com and I looked up Diva JC, and it was a whole lot of different things that you've been doing that are very, very proactive in the community as well as in your own career. It was kind of very broad, I would say. So what first got you started with what you're doing?
I'm a Renaissance woman. All right, so that's what I am. I'm a musician, composer, performer, author, historian on women in jazz. I am the foremost authority on women in jazz and blues.
That's the truth. That's the truth. It definitely looks like that online for sure. It says you've been to like over 5 different continents, spreading the word about, you know, the knowledge that you have. How did you get started into jazz? Was it just like something that you've always enjoyed and eventually, you know, you started, or did you have formal training with it?
I've been singing since I was 4 years old. I began singing for Bernice Johnson Dance Studio. I was a dancer from the age of 4 to 8, and Bernice Johnson was responsible for teaching people like Ben Vereen, Michael Anderson, who was a choreographer for Michael Jackson, and several other well-known dancers, but I was a child.
Okay.
Her husband was Bud Johnson, B-U-D-D Johnson. He kept me or babysat me while when my mother dropped me off at their house, his wife would come and pick me up for dancing school. In the interim, he would take me into the basement and play his saxophone. And when we would go down the steps, all the photographs of, you know, people like Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, I remember those photographs. And today I'm 61. So that was 57 years ago. He would be playing the saxophone, and that's how I learned how to scat. So can you scat?
I won't say that I can do it formally because I'm not really sure. You know, I haven't really had any introduction on what particularly is, you know, scat. I've been told that I do it sometimes, but it would just be by chance that it happens. I saw the video on YouTube though about you teaching the some children how to scat. You were on stage and you had some showcase up on stage, and I wasn't able to listen to it here, but I was able to view it, and I saw you with the microphone, saw the kids in the audience. I seem to really be having a good time with it. Can you give me like an idea of what scat is so that our audience will be more familiar?
Well, the basic names of the notes are Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Or Do, Re, Re, Me, Mi, Fi, Fa, Li, La, Si, Sol, Te, Ti. Okay?
Okay.
If I said to you, bebop, or repeat after me, bebop.
Yeah.
Okay, let me start it again. Bebop.
Okay.
No, you don't say okay, say bebop. Repeat after
bebop.
Me. Okay. Bebop.
Bebop.
Bop boo wah.
Bop boo wah.
Shop bop ba ba da.
I'm not able to hear this syllable.
Shop bop ba ba da.
Shop bop ba ba da.
Yeah, however you want to say it, you don't have to do it exactly the way I do it, but you're keeping with the swing of the thing. So it's bebop, bop-boo-ah, shop-bop-bop-bop, brrrr, okay?
Okay.
Now you try it. Ready? Bebop. I can't hear you. You got to be in time, too. First of all, what a lot of people don't understand is that music is about rhythm and time. Okay? It's not about the words. The words fit in there later. Music is one, two, one, two, three, four. Okay, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. One, two, three. Or one and two and three and four. One and two and three and four. You understand? It's about rhythm. Okay? So that's why the whole hip-hop scene is about the beats. You understand? If you got the rhythm, then you talk on top of it. That's how. That's what hip-hop is. Well, bebop was when the musician took a song like, I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my band, who could ask for anything more, and made it say, jazz is cooking with potatoes and grits, standing up each time you get hit. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. And that's, I've got rhythm, but it's just improvising on it. That's scanning.
Yeah, that's the form that I was very familiar with that I've heard in the past from a lot of artists. But you do it very well. Very well. Now, could you give your website?
Okay, my business website is FYI Communications Incorporated. So that's FYI. COMMINC.com.
All right.
That's my for-profit organization. And
okay.
Through that, I do music performances. I publish books and music. I have my website design business, you know. Now, my nonprofit organization is Women in Jazz South Florida, which is WIJSF.com or .org. WIJSF, Women in Jazz South Florida, .com or .org.
Okay.
And through that, I do my ensemble work. I teach about jazz and blues history, about women in jazz and blues, and about African American music. And I've taught over 7,000 children in the United States, Europe, China, and Japan.
Wow. That's a lot of people. And that's a lot. That's definitely different areas than most people around here are used to dealing with. Now, you have a radio show as well. I think you told me, like a talk show that features some of the information that you're talking about.
I have Music Woman Live at blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I feature women who compose and perform their own music and men who support them.
Now, with the supporting of female artists that you're doing, did you start out with that intent in mind, or did it just develop over time?
I toured Europe for 8 years. And when I came back from Europe, I decided that I wanted to do something a little different. So I started building websites. And with these websites came the history of women in jazz, because that's my passion. And so I built the Jazz Women Directory. I have a MySpace for women in jazz. I have MySpace Music Woman Live, MySpace Jazz Giants, which is jazz men. So I not only teach about jazz women, I teach about jazz men too. And so in 1998, I produced a festival called Gaia Fest, a celebration of Mother Earth with women in jazz.
Oh, okay.
In the last
in Florida?
Yes, that was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. In the last 2 years, I incorporated Women in Jazz South Florida as a nonprofit organization. And on March 26, 2009, we were approved by the IRS for tax-exempt status. So all donations to WIJSF.org are tax deductible.
That's awesome. Definitely. Now, you were speaking about the male artists that have created music in the past.
I have a book called Amazing Music Women that features 40 women in jazz and blues, from Ma Rainey through Tanya Maria from Brazil. Right.
Okay. And that's
but I have my own recordings. I have my own recordings.
Now, for individuals that would like to purchase your music or your books, where's the best place to go? Best place online to do that at?
Well, go to fyicomminc.com, fyicomminc.com. My book, In Pursuit of a Melody, along with my CD by the same name and my first CD, Feeling Good, are all available there through PayPal. Okay. And I am the distributor of those through my company.
Great.
Okay. But also, Lulu.com features my other 8 books. And that is stores.lulu.com/DivaJC.
Okay. Great. And let's see. Now, you've had a great amount of experience, a great amount of teaching. And you have a great amount of things to offer to the world. My question is, you know, throughout the whole career, do you have a moment that, or a couple moments that you remember that were really like a momentous occasion, something that you remember specifically that really touched your heart, made you feel good? It could be anything. It could be from a fan saying thing, or just the experience you've had, lecturing around the world.
Actually, one of them was a 45-minute interview with Quincy Jones face-to-face.
Wow.
That became part of my last book, A History of African-American Jazz and Blues. And my questions to Quincy involved the commercial benefits received by African-Americans from their cultural production, which is jazz and blues. And answering the question, why did so many jazz musicians resort to drug abuse?
With the jazz musicians and the drugs, is there like a certain pattern that you've seen for the cause of why they may have turned to that?
Well, if you think about the fact that a black man could play a society gig during the 40s and the 50s, but he couldn't walk through the front door. His family couldn't be in there. Friends couldn't be there. Going from the Cotton Club in the 20s to 52nd Street in the 50s, and also due to the fact that the way that they were just treated as blacks in America, if they went down south, they couldn't even use a bathroom on the road. They couldn't stay in hotels. They couldn't eat in restaurants, but they could get up on a stage and entertain.
Right.
That's enough to drive a man to drink, which a lot of them did. Heroin numbed them, took them to another level of experience, of unconsciousness.
Okay.
And so, you know, you got to get my book and read what Quincy Jones
said
about.
Yeah. For real, I understand that for sure. You know, considering the people that you've met and the accomplishments you have, and I'm sure it hasn't been all easy. Do you have any kind of particular thing in your mind that has happened to you over the years that, somewhat momentous, but just somewhat of a negative experience? And what's the hardest obstacle you've had to overcome?
Well, just being, I say being a musician in America is, I don't want to say something negative about it because really, musicians on the planet are at the top of the food chain. Okay.
Definitely.
Everybody loves a musician. Being a black female musician in America might be a little more difficult because, unbeknownst to many people, jazz is a good old boy society.
Right.
So, the people running Lincoln Center, you know, are very choicy or choosy as to who is going to make it. You know, the George Weens of the world, who started the Newport Jazz Festival, control who's going to make it. You understand what I'm saying?
But
my own mind, you know, I'm a woman outstanding in her field.
Definitely.
Okay. You know, I'm a diva, but I didn't make me a diva. You know, my fan base made me a diva. The people that know me started calling me diva. And I'm a diva because I worked so hard at what I do, you know, and I won't let up, you know.
So with those things in mind as well, do you have advice for the upcoming or anybody listening for trying to accomplish goals in their lives or any young lady who's on a path and you're following your footsteps? What advice would you have for them?
Buy my book so you want to be a singer.
For real.
So you want to be a singer, a manual for up-and-coming divas, musicians, and composers. Yeah, 20 years of experience in one book that will tell you most of the things you need to know about being in the music business. Because music is a business today. It's not just an art form. You know, think about Beyonce. You know, somebody had to pay for all of those clothing and all that hair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So music is a business. It's not just because you got a pretty voice that you could get out there and sing. And the other part is that the young girls that go out there don't prostitute yourself to be rich and famous because it doesn't work. If you want longevity, develop your understanding of your craft. Know the history of the music, not just back to hip-hop, but back to Bessie Smith, who was the first person to sell a million records in the United States. Dinah Washington, who was the first person to cross over into R&B and pop music. You understand what I'm saying? Understand that Mary Lou Williams was the mother of bebop, not Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk. She taught them. Okay, understand the power of a black woman in America to overcome a racist, segregated, enslaved system that should have doomed her to her demise. and understand how Ma Rainey and Alberta Hunter and Josephine Baker and Eartha Kitt and Nina Simone were civil rights workers. Understand
right.
that. Don't be coming up just because you can sing good or you know a couple of gospel songs that you think you understand the meaning of being a singer, because you don't. Okay, say Adelia.
Pardon me, ma'am?
Say Adelia. Adelia.
Adelia.
Adelia do.
Millennium Music Mission.
Adelia do.
Adelia do, Bob.
We have the technology.
Adelia do, Bob.
Adelia do, Bob. Baba do, baby do, wow.
I do with, oh, there you got it. I couldn't even do it. That's all good. But that's why I want to, you know, get a more in-depth tutorial of, well, actually, I need to buy the book. That's what I need to do. I need to buy your information. You got it going on, man. I can't even keep up, honestly. But it's all good.
You funny.
But I appreciate it. I'm about to run in here to work and get done with this, you know, 9-to-5 stuff. And as soon as I get home, I will be sending you an email with the information.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Tell
your
right.
dad I said hello.
Yes, he will be contacting you, I'm sure, real soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Peace out.
Bye-bye.
And remember this, music is the mastery of mind.
Yeah, this your boy Boss Hogg, Suspects of Activity in the Building, and you listening to the Pro Flow for Show. Mad Max, hit him with that heat.
Music Mission. Yeah. We have the technology.
Yeah.